An Arizona State University professor is teaming up with leaders from Arizona and California to help educate the Hispanic and Latino community about COVID-19. Emma Vandenhinde explains how his team is taking an unconventional approach through animation to make the information more engaging and effective.
This isn't your average J-Lo performance. Latino! Nor is it your average COVID-19 explainer video. This cartoon features J-Lo and Shakira singing with an abuelita, a grandmother, walking in just in time to show that the two singers need to stand 6 feet apart. This project is just one of the many ways ASU researcher Gilberto Lopez is working to better educate the Latinx community about COVID-19.
I saw that the information about COVID that I was getting through my academic bubble, my academic peers, was completely different than the information that my community back home, the farmworking community, was getting.
Lopez found through his research that the problem was not about a lack of information, but rather unfounded rumors getting spread. Claudia Corchado leads the nonprofit Cultiva La Salud in Fresno, California. She says this has a lot to do with the overtrusting nature of the Latinx community.
There's just a lot of myths, a lot of misinformation, a lot of overwhelming information that's out there.
Despite the misinformation, the facts still stand. The CDC reports that the Hispanic population is 2.3 times more likely to die due to COVID-19 than whites. Almost 5,000 Hispanics have died in Arizona. To address this, Lopez contacted several community leaders, universities, and artists from across the Southwest to help spread the word doing what they do best, storytelling.
It's not enough to just translate something from English to Spanish and expect individuals, expect populations to understand it. We need to bring it to the community in a way that's tailored for the community.
Lopez decided to take a multimedia approach. He started by interviewing Latinos about how they get their information. Then his team created the animations, a project that Lopez says reached over 1 million people. Corchado says they were successful because they were relatable.
There is an abuelita on there, and we all have an abuelita. And you know you're supposed to listen to your abuelita. You don't question your abuelita. And the fact that we can relate to the characters that are on some of his work is, I think, is the key, and it's more important.
Lopez also recruited Phoenix artist Hugo Medina to paint murals in Central Phoenix that encourage mask wearing. His latest features 9 community faces of essential workers that range from a nurse to a mailman, all wearing masks. It took 3 months to create, an effort Medina hopes will promote unity in the community.
I wanted to really show the diversity of the people of America, and that even though we're all look differently, we're all from different backgrounds, we're still fighting together for the same cause.
Lo hacemos, dice.
Lopez plans to expand the outreach outside the U.S. into parts of Latin America. But for now, his main goal is to give back to his community.
I'm using the skills and the resources that I have access to do something about it. I'm not going to cure COVID, but if I can make the lives of the people who are being affected by it a little bit better, then I think that's enough for me for now.
Lopez recently published all the multimedia elements online. The website features the animations as well as resources about where to get tested or vaccinated for COVID-19. For KJZZ News, I'm Emma Vandenhinde.